Reformed Church.
I heard someone mention one time that Jesus told his disciples to go across the sea, and he was going to stay back. And that's actually when they hit a storm, and they saw Jesus walking on the water after that. And that's something that Jesus told them to do when they hit a storm. So it does not mean that when you hit something, that all of a sudden, like, oh, I'm out of the will of God because whatever this circumstance presented itself. That's not how you gauge things, right? But you know, even if you hit an obstacle or something like that in your path, you just have the knowledge in your head that, you know, I'm going to prosper. I'm going to prosper and be in health, because the only thing necessary for me to prosper and be in health is for me to keep my eyes on Jesus. And circumstances do not have to line up for you to prosper. You don't need anyone's approval to prosper. You don't need, you know, anyone's permission to prosper. No matter whether circumstance seems to be giving you the go-ahead or people seem to be giving you the go-ahead, you have the go-ahead from God already, as I was just mentioning recently, in the form of a yes and an amen from God to prosper, right? If we meditate on the Lord day and night, if we keep our eyes on Him, we will prosper in whatever we do, right? That's Psalms chapter 1. We prosper and we're in health even as our soul prospers. And your soul prospering has nothing to do with your circumstance. And your soul prospering has nothing to do with, you know, again, with anybody else. That's just you and Jesus. And you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will prosper. You will be in health. Otherwise, God is a liar, right? God is a liar. So it's His word that is at stake here as to whether we believe that He lies or whether we believe that He's someone that always speaks the truth. And so that's something that we have to understand that we can bank on, right? Everybody else's word changes. Every single other person's word changes. If not, just a complete lie and falsehood to begin with. But when God tells you something about what you have in Christ, He's the only one that could give us knowledge about what we have in the Spirit, because we can't see it ourselves. So we need to rely wholeheartedly on a shepherd to tell me, like, Lord, what's on the other side of this? You know, I can't see, but on the other side of this flesh, on the inside of me, what's there? I can't see that, Lord. I can't see what's in me. I can't see what's even moving through me. I can't tell whether I'm being transformed or not. I can't tell what I have in Christ. I can't see the spiritual realm, you know, with my carnal understanding, with my physical eyes. So, Lord, you've got to tell me what's on the other side here. And so when He tells you, you know, you have everything. I gave you everything. You're perfect. I see you as perfect. You know, you things are looking good for you. You look good to me. And when He tells you that, you say, yeah, Lord, you're the one that can see that. I can't see that with my physical eyes. So I got to bank on your word to say, Lord, I look good right now on the inside of me. This is something like things are good for me. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm doing so well. Thank you, Lord, for letting me know that, because my eyes might not told me that. My eyes would not have told me that. My carnal understanding would not have told me that, because everything you've prepared for those that love you is beyond what, you know, my human heart can even imagine. So thank you for telling me that, Lord. And then when He tells you, yeah, not only do you look good on the inside, but, you know, this stuff's flowing through you as you got your eyes on me. So I can see it coming out of you. You know, you look at your life and you would, you know, erroneously believe that, like, I don't know if anything's really going on right now. I'm not sure if I'm being transformed. I'm not sure if anything's really changing, you know, in my body. I'm not sure if anything's changing in my mind. I'm not sure if anything's changing in my life or with this circumstance or not. But then we are our own deceivers then. We're lying to ourselves then. If you look at everything around you and then you convince yourself of these things, that they're simply not true, right? God is not, He doesn't blow smoke. God does not, He doesn't like positive thinking. He doesn't like optimistic thinking, I should say. You know, He's not trying to tell you the good side of things. He's just trying to tell you how things are, you know? And so when God tells you something, bank on that and hold on to that because it's true. Not because it makes you feel better, because it's true. And then it makes you feel better because what is true is so good. You know what I mean? Like, hold on to that tight and make sure, you know, oh, you're not feeling well, or you're not feeling emotionally right now, or you got up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever it is. Like, don't let that inform you though on who you are. Okay, whatever, you feel something right now. Great. Like that's not my shepherd. It's not who I consult to know who I am or how good things are for me. Make sure your shepherd trumps everything you feel. Make sure your shepherd trumps everything everyone says to you. And everything else just becomes a lie if it contradicts what the Lord tells you about who you are in Christ and the fact that you're being transformed as you are beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. I mean, that is, you have to hold on to those things because you don't have anything else. You don't have anybody else to tell you the truth. You have no one else to tell you the truth. You have the truth in the Lord. And obviously, even when someone else, you know, who's a believer, gives you the real truth on who you are in Christ, that's still the Lord. Apart from the Lord, no one will be able to even give you the truth on who you are in Christ. But make sure it's the Lord, though, that you're looking to and not even a person. Pastor Zay gets up here, I get up here, someone else is speaking up here. Make sure that your eyes are on Jesus, though, and you're not taking the truth just because we said it. Because then when we say something wrong, you won't be moved then if your eyes are really just strictly on Jesus, though. We're going to tell you things that are wrong, you know, sometimes. We're gonna say things that are incorrect sometimes. But just hold on to the things that you know the Lord has told you, and you're going to be secure in that, right? And your confidence is not going to be moved, therefore. Again, don't put so much stock in how you feel, and don't put so much stock in your perception. Man, you could, like I said, you could get up on the wrong side of the bed, be cranky one day, and all of a sudden, like, all of who you are in Christ just goes out the window in a moment just because, you know, whatever. You didn't get much sleep, or because your hormones are a little weird, or because your adrenaline is flowing a little bit because someone said something to you, and now your adrenaline's going, so it makes you feel weird. And don't put so much stock into it like it's anything more than just feelings that follow your thoughts. So get your head right on who you are in Jesus. Things will start feeling in accordance with that pretty darn quick, right? Just forget it. It's not important how you feel. It's important what God says, right? That's just the way it is. God is the only one who can tell you how things really are for you, and things are pretty darn good for you, right? I believe that's the way the Lord would term it for you. So anyway, put stock in what the Lord says for you.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.